Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, today we're taking your comments and your questions from our viewers. You're watching. It's a live broadcast. It's Monday. Please give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are outside North America, you can always reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. So a blessed Monday to you. The question for today's show was this: how has your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary deepened your faith? It's made a beautiful significance in our faith journey. And there's a great website we want everybody to go to. You could go to EWTN.com/Immaculate Heart for an ebook on the prayers to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Hearts. So it's EWTN.com/Sacred Heart and /Immaculate Heart. Yeah. And it's an ebook to the Sacred and the Immaculate Hearts, which is so beautiful because, first of all, go out to EWTN, to their great website. There are so many beautiful devotions as we take this journey, right? Our faith journey. Everything is out there. It's like the one-stop shop. You go there, you want to deepen your faith. You might be a convert. You may have been raised and reared in the church, and you don't know about these special devotions. Yeah. You don't know about these special saints and seasons in the church. And you say, I need to know. And that's why EWTN is in your home, because EWTN will catechize you and teach you about your faith so that you would grow ever more intimate, closer to Jesus and be light and salt.
So give us a call, send us an email. We really do want to hear from you. You make this show, especially on a Monday. So we want to hear about the devotions you have to the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart. The traditional devotions, but maybe not those traditional devotions, just the images and what they mean to you, how they impact your life. We have in our chapel at Her Choice Birmingham Women's Center, where we work with girls maybe considering abortion to choose life, we have a beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus right above the tabernacle. We're blessed to have the real presence of Jesus at Her Choice Birmingham Women's Center. And every day we go into that chapel and I see Jesus Christ there, pointing to his heart, on fire with love, pointing to his heart, pierced by a sword, pointing to his heart, open to everyone, a crown of thorns upon his heart. And if we open up that tabernacle, we have Jesus in the monstrance. And that is so awesome, to see the Sacred Heart, the real presence of Jesus there, that girls might turn to Christ and choose life for their children. Those who have chosen abortion, that they could come back and pray with us to receive healing. So just the image itself is so incredibly powerful, as well as the particular devotions that meditate upon the heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So please give us a call now. Let us know what those two hearts mean to you, what those hearts may mean to one another. The Immaculate Heart, the Sacred Heart, how do they relate to one another? What's going on there? Why have we chosen to magnify the heart of Jesus, to magnify the heart of the Immaculate Mary, her heart? How has your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary deepened your faith? And you know, you might be saying, you know, I don't do that much meditation upon that. I don't even know the devotions the first Friday, first Saturday, what's going on. But maybe today's the day that you could say, I need to meditate and to be in union with that heart. 1-800-221-9460. 205-271-2980. Okay, yes. So give us a call, send us an email. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. Well, remember that today we're taking your questions and your comments on our show. So if you're watching, it's a live broadcast. It's Monday. Please give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, it's 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. So this was the question for you. How has your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary deepened your faith? And the beautiful thing is maybe you don't have a devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary or to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but you've seen those images. Yeah. I wasn't raised in a Catholic home, but I saw those images. So I can remember when I crossed over from Protestant land to Catholic land, those were familiar images. And then it was to learn the depth of what they meant.
Yeah.
And some years ago, you and I and Father John Paul, and we had a representative come to our home, and we enthroned our home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we have images that we put forward that we have out, and then we have a beautiful statue
it's
of the
enthronement
Blessed
of the Sacred Heart. And it says on this particular day there was an enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We also did the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And as I was saying earlier to someone, that you know, people, when they come into our home, even before we did that, always said, oh, this is really, it feels good here. After we enthroned the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, consecrating our home more fully to them and our family, living and dead, to the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, people would come in more often and say, I feel so peaceful here. I feel peaceful here. It's because Jesus is welcomed here. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is welcomed in our home. We consecrate our home to them. And you know what? You need to say that. You need to do that. Because I think we have not, because we ask not. Maybe your home's not a place of peace to the extent it could be, because we're not consecrating it to the Lord. You know, you just think, well, if the Lord wants peace in my house, then he's going to come and give peace, and Mary's going to be there praying for us. But there's something about relationship and saying, you know, we welcome you. Would you come here? You have space. You have place here. Do what you want to do that we can't do. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy upon us. All of our family members, the guests that are coming into this place, those who have died that were in this place, and bless them.
And this month of June is the whole month is dedicated to the Feast of the Sacred Heart, right? Yeah. So if your heart has been wounded or hurt by a loved one or by words spoken to you, maybe by your coworker or your boss, or it just happens in life, and you look at those beautiful images, and for me, even going into the chapel that we have, and to see those, see the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that it's the effect that it's supposed to have is that your heart's supposed to change, is that your heart would become like the heart of God. And guess what? His heart was wounded. We might think, oh, I'm good. Your heart gets wounded. Your heart gets wounded by love. Your heart gets wounded by hate. Your heart gets, it gets wounded because we are human beings. And the beautiful part of that is to unite your heart with that of the heart of God and say, Lord, make my response, because you and I are only responsible for how we respond. Make my response pure and holy, that I would be pure and holy as you are, that I would speak words of love, that I would speak words of life. And those images, hopefully they will sear inside of you, in your mind, and that your heart would be transformed. And people would look at you and say, she's different, she's kind, he's loving. Or, and I love to say this, and I say this to my adult children, you never have to apologize for the things you didn't say.
I like that.
So maybe sometimes we need to hold what we're feeling in our heart and not speak the words, because they might not be words of life. They might not be words of love. So you can look at those images and all the promises that you come when you do those devotions to the first Friday and the first Saturday of the month, and receiving the Eucharist and the promises that come forth to you and confession, only to make you holy. only to make you more like Jesus. I mean, that's the beauty of it. And for some people, they're all in. We all need aids. We all need ways to do that. Yeah. And someone wrote this: I'm always touched by the thought that the Immaculate Heart and the sorrowful heart of Mary are one in the same. And this came from a comment from one of our guests, which is true.
Yeah.
Jesus wouldn't have a heart if our Blessed Mother didn't say yes to the heart of God, right?
Yeah.
And so his heart beats, and every woman out there knows when you're growing a baby in your womb and you're participating with God Almighty in the life of this child, your heart's beat is one. My children are grown. They could be anywhere. And I'll know if they're suffering and hurting, I'm concerned. My heart is beating. My heart is caring. My heart, you are connected. You are one. And so the Blessed Mother's heart and Jesus's heart are the same in sorrow and in joy and in grief and in misery and in woundedness. But more importantly, in life, they are in life. And they live and they love and they comfort us. And it's just beautiful images, beautiful ways of devotions to make you and me holy.
Yeah. And they really are, when you look at them, they really are sacramentals. I mean, God's desire is to pour his grace out to you and through you to other people. Here's a quote here: we must never be discouraged or give way to anxiety, but ever have recourse to the adorable heart of Jesus. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who is so great in terms of leading us in more modern times to relationship with Jesus through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Immaculate Heart of Mary is as well. But yeah, to study this, and I'm a latecomer to studying the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, and EWTN's links on these two, you need to go to it, and you need to read it. But it really helps me to understand that intimacy with Our Lady and Jesus. And as you were saying, that it's her DNA that gives to Jesus that heart. Of course, she conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit, but she gives the matter, and that matter matters. And you know, just the circulating of a heart that she gave Jesus her blood. She gave Jesus her waters, her nutrients to develop his heart. So our earlier guest said that their hearts are one. Yeah, but they're not exactly the same. He has a distinct heart, she has a distinct heart, but their hearts are intertwined and the flow of blood's going there to his heart and their hearts are beating together. And Our Lady in the Immaculate Heart is such a great example in that, of what we're supposed to be to whatever extent we can. What does that mean? To receive Jesus, to give our lives, our essence to Jesus, to give our bodies, souls, and spirit to Jesus, to adore his Sacred Heart. Mary's Immaculate Heart, we look at that because she shows us the way to the ultimate, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's so beautiful to have the communion with her. We didn't have that when we were moving in more Protestant circles. But now that we have Our Lady who's given everything to our Lord, and she says, I'm going to teach you this way. I'm going to help you to flow in this way. Know my pure, immaculate heart that leads you to the Sacred Heart of my Son.
We have another quote. It says, in the Sacred Heart, every treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. In that divine heart beats God's infinite love for everyone, for each one of us individually. And that quote is from St. John Paul. You know, I remember after we did the enthronement at our home, and we had the two pictures up, and we had them up on the buffet in the dining room. And I remember our one son, Wes, came in, and he was, you know, he always notices new art pieces. And I think since becoming Catholic, our art in our home has been enriched and more
beautiful.
We have
more Marys than are imaginable.
We do.
Yes.
But beautiful pieces. I've replaced things.
Yeah, you
and,
have.
And they're lovely.
You are religious cataloging.
Anyway, yeah. Wes was like, what's with these images? You know? And so, you know, we shared to the best of our ability at that time, you know, what it was. But it, you know, it's images that we put there before our grandchildren too, to see where they're seeing, this is beautiful. I have a friend who they inherited the images from their grandparents. And she showed me a picture. She had the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary, over her bed with a crucifix in the beautiful. It was beautiful. It was antique. It was so beautiful. But those are the images. Those are the ways that we want to be formed, that we want to see, that we want to understand that your heart and my heart would beat with the Blessed Mother's heart, that would beat with the heart of Jesus, because this world is starving for love. Amen. This world is starving to be affirmed, that you would look at somebody and say a kind word and do a kind thing. What else wounds our heart are words that never get spoken to us. You might be needing a word spoken to you, and it's not being said. A blessing isn't coming from your father or your mother or a family member or a boss, whatever. You could look at the Sacred Heart and say, I unite my heart with yours. Amen. Lord, I choose by an act of my will to be united with you in this suffering, as minuscule as it might be, but it feels so grand and like a tsunami. But when you unite it with the beautiful heart of God,
and
it helps.
Don't be afraid to say that. You need to say that. Take the risk of saying that. Because as Pope Francis says in the Gospel of Joy, take a step towards the Lord. He wants you to know the joy of his love, the joy of his gospel. Take a step towards him and you'll see him with his arms outstretched, welcoming you. Do it now. Yeah, you there in the hospital, in prison, at home, hurting, betrayed, failure. Say, I want to know your Sacred Heart. Immaculate Mary? Immaculate? I'm so far, I feel, from Immaculate. But yet you bid me to come to you. May I know to some degree your purity that the Lord desires to give to me. But I'm so dirty in so many ways, but I want to reject that. Come to the Blessed Virgin who will lead you to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Did we read that quote?
No, it says, never be afraid of loving the Blessed Virgin too much. You can never love her more than Jesus did. And that's from St. Maximilian Kolbe. Yeah. And so you want a mother's heart because she is going to lead you more and more to the very heart of Jesus that is beating for this world that is so lost and is just dying and needs to be converted. You be the light, you be the salt, and let the light and the love of Jesus shine through you.
May God bless your devotions to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, or maybe you'll begin it anew today. Make sure those images are before your eyes and face, and God will give you supernatural grace to love like he loves and to receive Christ as Mary received him. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to go to Rome to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan will be sharing how the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary have impacted her own life.
Well, hi, Jim and Joy, and here we are in the month of June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we're just a few days after the June 7th Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, how did I learn about that title? What does it mean to me? I have to say probably about the age of 4 or 5, I knew of the Sacred Heart because I had not ever spent a day in our home without seeing a beautiful painting my parents had. Mom had a great devotion to the Sacred Heart. And that painting hung on a wall in their bedroom above a piece of furniture that had statues, rosaries, a couple of prayer books, and other religious items. And that was an angle that I always called Mom's shrine. Now, her passionate devotion to the Sacred Heart and her daily prayer cards and a rosary and that particular painting were an intimate part of her life until the very day she died, which just happens to be 17 years ago today. Now, My mom had these prayer cards. I don't know if you can see it, but there's a very dog-eared picture, holy card, of the Sacred Heart. And she had about 10 holy cards that she prayed every day. The second card was a typed prayer on a 3x5 card, and that read in part, O Lord Jesus Christ, to your most sacred heart, I confide this intention. Only look upon me and then do what your sacred heart inspires. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I have asked for many favors, but I implore this one. Take it, place it in thy sacred heart. When the Eternal Father sees it covered with thy precious blood, he will not refuse it. It will no longer be my prayer, but thine, O Sacred Heart of Jesus. I place my trust in you. And we know those words also from St. Faustina. But amazing words, the ones typed by my mom on a card really struck me. Now, how did I learn that Mary had a title? Mary, our Blessed Mother, was known as Mary had an Immaculate Heart. And I learned about it the same way I learned about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I learned about it at home and from the nuns at school. And of course, my favorite song, Immaculate Mary, Our Hearts Are on Fire. That wondrous title fills us with desire. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we have two hearts here. We have the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. Hearts overflowing with love and compassion and forgiveness. A love so great that it really surpasses human understanding. But I have to say, you think of the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, Jesus and Mary, and the Lord has really brought me full cycle. I think a lot of you know I am involved in the cause for canonization of Servant of God Joseph Dutton. Now, my research for his cause here in Rome was done at the Mother House of the Religious Order of Father Saint Damian, and that order is the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. So on that note, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for that beautiful and tender sharing. May it be true in every young person's life within our church and even beyond our church that at an early age, they would see the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus burning on fire with love for them, the Immaculate Heart of Mary burning with love for Jesus, helping us to lead us to Jesus, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. It's been wonderful to be with you this day. Remember, you're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.